Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. How many times have you tried to bribe the maitre d' at a popular restaurant in order to jump to the front of the waiting line? Or maybe it was the usher at your favorite nightclub. Our next guest says that his company would rather you pay them through a phone app that will make the whole process easier and less embarrassing. Corey Kiefer is co-founder of RAAD, that's spelled R-A-A-D. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Corey, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So give us the background here, how all this got started, and the unusual name with two A's.
I went to College of Charleston, graduated from there. Throughout my years there, me and my buddies would always try to see how we could skip the line or sweet talk our way up to the front. And we came to a point where we're pretty much bribing the bouncers with shots or, you know, money. And sometimes it'd work, and sometimes we'd embarrass ourselves and look like idiots. So kind of collaborating back and forth and figuring out there has to be a way to do this efficiently and maybe even make a little bit of money doing it. So I talked to one of my buddies who was in the tech industry a little bit, who, you know, dabbled with making apps. And I said, hey, is this something that actually could be feasible? And he kind of threw something together, very, very basic, and we were like, all right, let's get this to the market and tested it and saw that there was a need for it. People always ask, is RAAD an acronym or does it stand for anything? And, you know, with the App Store, there's so many different apps out there. You know, if you search for something, there's thousands of things that pop up. So RAAD with two A's, we're the only thing that pops up. So it makes it a little bit easier to find.
This is actually now out there and available, and people are using it. Walk us through how it actually is working.
We've been doing a lot of testing on the efficiency and the quickness, because at the end of the day, we're pretty much just trying to save you time. So the app needs to work fast. So that's what we're working on every day, is how to make it a little bit faster and more user-friendly. But essentially, you'll pull up the app, and you'll be able to see the bars that we're partnered with in your area. You'll see the price to skip per person. And when you purchase how many ever people you're with, you can have up to four people. A ticket will display right on your phone. And you take that ticket directly to the bouncer or the door guy, and he will press and confirm your ticket, and then you're pretty much in.
And so what kind of premium are we talking about here that customers are going to have to pay, you know, in order to make the bar happy and you happy?
That kind of varies on if it's more of a college-style bar or if it's, you know, nightclub or lounge. But right now, we're seeing the trend kind of right at $10. So between $5 and $10 per person to skip seems to be fairly reasonable for both parties. All depends on, you know, what your time is worth. If at that point in time and you're trying to impress a girl and $10, $20 is nothing to you, but, you know, to the other person, it could be worth a little bit more. So, you know, we don't try to market to everyone because there has to be a line for us to really work. So we don't want everyone to use it. We just want those people who, you know, value the time a little bit more and understand that, you know, time is money, that they can skip and kind of use this to their benefit.
And so does this mean you're going to have a limit then on how many people can use this app per line at a bar or a restaurant?
Yeah, so we found that out very quickly that we had to put something like that in place. Our first night, we had like 100 people bypass within 5 and 10 minutes, and it was a major cluster, and the bouncer was overwhelmed, and it was kind of chaotic. So kind of talk with the bouncers and the establishment, see what, you know, a good price and how many times to skip per 10, 15 minutes. So we'll have like a max cap for the whole night, and then we'll limit it in time intervals so that it doesn't create chaos for the bouncer.
And so it sounds like then that you're going to need a lot of establishments here. Are you just in South Carolina right now? You're looking to go national, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so that's what I kind of were trying to do as a land grab. You know, we really see us trying to get in bigger cities. I think that's really where we can thrive. You know, I think our next step would be hitting the Southeast, Atlanta, Charlotte, and kind of going from there and expanding. You know, New York is ideal in bigger places, but, you know, we're starting small and trying to grow, you know, to as many cities as possible.
Any competitors yet?
There's a competitor in California. I haven't heard from them in a while, so I'm not sure if they're still doing it. And then there's something similar, more like a VIP night where it's like a concierge service. But nothing really, I guess, in our exact field of being spontaneous. That's where we kind of, you know, separate ourselves, is that you can do it while you're walking up to the front of the line. It's not anything you have to necessarily plan out, you know, beforehand.
Well, Corey, interesting story. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Corey Kiefer is co-founder of RAAD, that's R-A-A-D. He joined us by phone from his company's office in Greenville, South Carolina. And we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.